This week, I'm joined by Nick, aka Run the Foot Market, and Matt Foot Trading to discuss a cracking start to the team of the season. We get into players we like the look of, the team of the season market, when to buy, what's to come, how to make coins, and of course, World Cup. I'm your host, Ben, and you are listening to the Foot Weekly Podcast, hosted on Foothead and all your usual podcast platforms. Hello and welcome to week 33 of the Foot Weekly Podcast. And this week, we're taking it from a bit of a trading perspective. It is, of course, team of the season, but we have two people who know quite a bit about trading, and why not pick their brains at a time when people want as many coins as possible, I think. So with me, I've got Run the Foot Market, aka Nick. If you don't know him already, then you do now. Nick, how are you?
Good, man. Thank you for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure as always. And we've also got a debut on the podcast as well. We've got Matt. So Matt Foot Trading, welcome to the podcast.
Cheers for having me on, Ben. Good to have a Brit on here as well. I see you have a lot of Americans on here.
So, I was actually going to say, outnumbering the Americans is always a bonus. Actually, we get a few Australians on sometimes as well. But yeah, good to have a mix. And this week, as I just said, it's team of the season. And we've already had, we've almost had a week of team of the season so far. So we're getting a feel for how it's worked. Matt, would you say it's fair to say that EA have been pretty generous this year? I think people have been able to pick up maybe four or five team of the season players just without buying them off the market.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the SBCs this year have been probably better than last year in terms of giving us sort of those team of the season cards for relatively cheap, really. A lot of weekly objectives and daily knockouts. So yeah, in that respect, I suppose it's been quite good. The cards as well, they've been pretty beefy as well. So yeah, I think people are quite happy at this stage.
Yeah, Nick, from your perspective, you've probably seen a few team of the seasons over the years. Do you feel like this is a positive? I think it's getting more people kind of back into playing the game.
Yeah, I'm sure if you look into the numbers and all that, and I know from me being on the market just actually trading, there's a ton of more people playing this game in the last week or so than there was a few weeks ago. It might be a little too late, but it's a step in the right direction. They've got a lot of stuff that we really haven't seen them do all year. In the last week, they listened to us kind of with a way to intertwine weekly objectives and make them kind of worthy to go grind. They haven't really been worthy to do all year. I look at them every week and it's like, I don't really want a bronze pack or 3,000 coins because it's what you make on a trade. So I think that they're kind of getting the concept of it. And I think that now they're starting to kind of like use that as a way to actually supply people's accounts for certain SBCs and things like that. So I think that they're actually starting to make the consumer happy who's playing the game and make themselves happy by finding a way to kind of balance the market with supply and kind of things like that. So I think it's definitely a step in the right direction, and I'd like to see it expanded upon next year as we just roll into the normal FIFA stage.
Yeah, and actually we haven't sort of brought FootSwap to a close on the podcast really, although we did talk about it a bit. Do you feel like that is something that we're going to see a lot more of next year? Perhaps I think people have been talking about having sort of monthly foot swap kind of options going on, just to kind of give that incentive for people to play the game. I don't feel like necessarily early on in the game you actually do need that because people kind of play it anyway, but it does feel like something that would quite naturally fit like a sort of long-term kind of project people can kind of work on or grind for in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be great. You know, the Striker Alexis, some of those cards, like first 2 months would be great. We look at them now and we I think a lot of community was like, it's not that good of a promo, it's too late. But I think everybody's like, and I think Matt would agree, is that like the idea of the promo is great. Like that whole kind of grind, everybody wants that grind feeling. So the idea of it is great. I just think that they go earlier with it. Maybe you do it every 4 weeks, maybe you do it every other month. So it's something, if you do it every other month, that everybody looks forward to, and you just release a different set of players. But I think people are going to want to grind it if they feel like that card gives them an advantage over the other user in the game. And I know that right now, like, because it was kind of released on top of Team of the Season. It was released after countless Player of the Months have been out, countless second informs, third informs. So it wasn't that relevant, you know, towards the end. But the concept was great. I think I completed four or five of them. I didn't really go crazy because I didn't really find the highest valued foot swap cards worth it. But I know that I was very with the idea. I was just disappointed on how it was executed. But I think that it's something they should use next year.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, that's why FIFA Mobile, I think, has been really successful, in that it gives the player something to constantly consider and grind for, you know. as Nick said, you know, at this point in the year, nobody really cares about sort of like a 91 Alexis when you've got all the other different sort of high-rated BPL options and all that sort of thing. So if they did it right and did it at the start of the year, then I think definitely it could have been a success. But at this stage, you know, people are just hyped about Team of the Season. They weren't really that sort of invested in and didn't really care about these sort of mediocre cards, as you will. So had the potential to be great, but I think timing and a little bit of execution maybe went astray with it. But no, hopefully build and put it next year. So yeah, definitely.
I know EA do have a bit of a habit of sort of using, I don't know, what would you call them, kind of fallow periods, the less popular times of the year to kind of test things for future use. So I guess that's possibly what they're up to there. And actually, I got the Ibrahimovic foot swap item, used him, I don't know, 20 games or something, and was planning to submit him into R9. And I actually went out and just bought a 90 rated player because he was actually really fun to use. So I suppose, yeah, although they weren't the sort of most competitive players, some of them were still pretty fun. And some of the boosts were actually quite nice on the cards themselves. So yeah, it was a promotion which was decent, but definitely paled into insignificance compared with what we've seen over the past week or so. And I wanted to ask, actually, did either of you, well, maybe both of you did, complete the daily objectives which we had over the past week for the two Team of the Season players? So you had to score, what was it, EFL goals?
Yeah, I did both.
Yeah, what player did you use? That's been quite interesting finding out.
I just literally did an automatically generated squad for my club of just EFL players. So I just ran around with an EFL team, and then I put an icon back line defense. So it just had straight up EFL players going forward, and then nobody was coming to get me in the back. So I just had to score. No, it was fun, man. Like, you know, I was telling, when I was streaming the other day, I was talking about this, like, you know, that's the first time, because I actually played some squad battles in the beginning of the year. I enjoyed the concept. It got old after a month or two, but for me, it was a nice way to just kind of like unwind. I knew I could beat a certain level, but it would still be competitive, and I knew I could get 2 mega packs in about 20k a week. So like, I liked it in the beginning just to play a little bit, not really to go crazy with the foot champs. This was the first time I'd played squad battles in like 2 months, 3 months, so it wasn't that, for me, it wasn't that much of a pain in the butt to do. I knew I was getting a Team of the Season card. I had to play 4 games for the Lopez, and then I had to play 4 games to get the 11 goals for the Akinfenwa. But for me, man, it wasn't that painful to do. And I think when you see a Team of the Season card, even if it's only Akinfenwa, you know you're not going to use them, but you know that you can use them in an SBC down the line, it becomes a lot more worth it to you, especially when you see whatever the bottom price on SBC cards or Team of the Season cards are on the market right now, which is like 40k. It becomes a lot more worth it. So I didn't have that much, you know, trouble or I guess loathe with that whole scheme of things. I think it's great, and it's the grind thing that everyone's always wanting.
Oh, I think they've done a good job in getting people back into squad battles. Like, as Nick was saying, like, after the first sort of 2-3 months, there's no real reason to go back and play the squad battles. I mean, people have already got most of their teams sorted. They've already got a good stash of coins, so actually having sort of player rewards and something unique for every week, it has done a good job in getting people back into it. I've still got to go and play a few games, but no, it keeps it interesting. And if people want to go and collect the cards, like, that's another thing. People love collecting, so it's just another thing for people to do on the weekdays.
Agreed.
And we should say that these cards are rest of world Team of the Season players. Mm-hmm. For me, a few people have different perspectives on this, and people may have found out by the time they're listening to this podcast, because EA may announce something, but my personal thought was that there would not be any rest of the world Team of the Season squads over the Team of the Season period, because they obviously have done these 50 players, and if you look at the teams that they've announced will be in the Team of the Season, will be Team of the Season squads, you've just got the big leagues, really. They don't, and obviously the Team of the Season community and the EA Team of the Season, which is just a selection of the best players. So yeah, Nick, do you think that this will be it for rest of the world players, or will we see squads kind of in between?
I think we're getting other things on Fridays, and I've got a few reasons why. First of all, I mean, how many leagues are there outside the top 5 leagues that they usually do Team of the Season for? So you have Liga MX, you have Eredivisie.
Yeah, there's a good chunk.
I mean, there's got to be at least 10 minimum, like Super League, Russian League, Pro League. For me, I don't see how they're squeezing that into 50 players. I just don't see it. I think rest of the world, I think that concept is a lot of these leagues. Like, I think the players in here were like, the Lopez dude from the Weekly Objectives was like, I don't even know how to pronounce that league's name, but Calcio B for this Italian striker, Caputo, who looks really good. But those are really, really off leagues. And we've never had Team of the Seasons for Calcio B. We've never had team, like, you know, so those are leagues that we've never actually had Team of Seasons and packs for. My theory on it is that I feel like it's only in EA's best interest to actually release another Team of the Season, a small league, every Friday with the major league, because two things. First of all, you're going to have more people freaking out that they're packing blues. I mean, I don't know if you guys watched live streams this weekend, but people are packing Bamba and they're going crazy because they got a blue. It's just, it's they go spend more money.
At the time, it was like 30K.
Yeah, exactly. So second of all, it's supply. If they're going to do this thing every Sunday and Tuesday where they're requiring a Team of the Season SBC, those EFL cards are literally going to be extinct in about 2 weeks if they keep doing that. So I get that this rest of the world thing as well, is it's obviously there, these SBCs for rest of the world, and that's obviously there to supply the market. It makes sense. But for me, that thing is not repeatable, I believe it's not, correct?
No, it's not.
So that tells me that I just can't see a world in which, I don't know, I can't really see how there's only going to be this thing and only 50 players. I mean, I could be wrong because they actually have not said anything about it. We'll kind of have a hint. If there's not another league with the Prem, I think that means that we're probably not going to get it. I'm hoping.
You don't think
I'm hoping because I like
it. Could it come
Eredivisie
out on Monday or something?
I think if they're smart, man, the Eredivisie, the Super League, the Russian League, and I might be missing another league, some of those leagues are actually like really decent. Like I've used... you know, and you're talking about like Team of the Season and a Liga NOS, right? So like Alex Telles, De Ligt from the Eredivisie, Lozano, Quincy Promes from the Russian League. Some of those cards are like 250k plus cards. They would be smart, in my opinion, to just throw them in packs. It's not even about what I want. It's like those players would sell packs, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There are big cards in there that need to be included. I think the rest of the world is there just to sort of get people doing the SBCs, get them playing through the weekly objectives. I think it's just to try and get people playing for that World Cup mode. You know, that's another opportunity they've got to really get people back into the game. I think I'll be surprised if we don't see sort of like the Eredivisie, Liga NOS, Russian League, those big leagues. I think they're coming sort of as the smaller league Team of the Seasons every week.
That, if that happens, is quite a significant step overall, because obviously that's a huge number more rest of the world players over the course of Team of the Season. So I guess ultimately we'll be looking at many, many, many more Team of the Season players than in past years, which is, I guess, a positive. But I was just kind of thinking maybe with World Cup on the way, presumably they're putting funds and resources and people and time into that, that maybe they would just fill out the rest of the world with some of the key players from the sort of other off leagues, but not the very off leagues. So they'll still have like a Boubacar in there, they'll still have Alex Telles, but they'll just be part of those SBCs. But actually that's not actually that many more players to come now, only about 40. So
yeah,
maybe that,
I mean, that
be
that's what we've got to consider as well. We're at 40 at the moment, and we've still got a lot of scope for the big players to be included. We're only at what, the 85s, maybe 86s at the moment. So, you know, they've obviously got the opportunity to throw in sort of the 90-rated Aboubakars and Telles and all that sort of thing in there. But yeah, I think we'll get a good indication in the next batch whether we're actually going to see sort of the bigger leagues or not.
What I really want is for the one guy who plays in the Brazilian league. What's his name? Gabigol, I think it is. And I hope, just for jokes, he gets a Team of the Season card. We need only one eligible.
Standout performer.
Cool. So that's the Team of the Season, how it's kind of working. We're having a Team of the Season every Friday, possibly another one which we don't know about. We've got Team of the Season SBCs, which are, at the moment, we're not seeing any, is this correct? We're not seeing any repeatable SBCs for Team of the Season players. Is that right? Well, I mean, what kind of effect is that having on the market? It feels like it's kind of really rising and falling, which, I mean, obviously that's great for profit, isn't it? But
yeah, it's really going to be a cycle. I've been doing a lot of trading recently and less investing, but there's a cycle that you can completely throughout Team of the Season be able to take advantage of, and it's probably going to be just the buy on Friday cycle and sell on Sunday or Tuesday or whatever you want, because we have the schedule that's given, that Sunday, Tuesday SBCs. EA is EA, and usually what they do in the first few SBCs, they do not change. A lot of people like to go crazy and say, oh my gosh, you know, they're going to require this and that and that. They really don't. And I learned that last year because I was always the guy trying to get the requirements to be different last year or all that, and they just did the same thing. I think I remember it the best during footies when I just was expecting all these curveballs, and every single week it was just 83, 84, no special cards, just the same thing. So I learned that this year with Player of the Month. Every time the Player of the Month, who's the winner, they require a special card. It's just like not even a, it's not even a, you know, like anything that's not going to happen. It's going to happen. So I think everything moving forward, everybody's going to be able to on Friday, you're going to be able to, you know, and this is, in my stream yesterday, a lot of people telling me, should I sell 83s? Because there's an 83 rating for this rest of the world SBC. I'm like, hell yeah, go sell everything you have in your club. 82s are 5K, some of them, go sell them. Because on Friday, this SBC is not going to be available because these are two-day SBCs. So Friday to Saturday is going to be the 2 days of the week, every week during Team of the Season, where we technically don't have an SBC requiring any Team of the Season cards or any 83-84s. Now, this may change as Premier League comes out tomorrow. I am expecting 25K Premier League upgrade packs and probably 82-plus or 81 two-player packs, but those won't require any 83s or 84s. It's going to be the cycle of you're going to be able to pick up 83s, 1 to 1.5K on Fridays, 82s, you'll be able to get discard, 84s, you get 3K, all that stuff, 85, 7 or 8K. Team of the Season cards, I'm sure they'll get down tomorrow to 25K around there. They won't go all the way down to 20 because you're going to have a lot of people mass investing because they see that opportunity. And look, we saw Team of the Season cards. Matt, last Sunday they went to what, 40K? 50K?
Yeah, 40, 50. I think I saw at the time it was released, I think some were even touching a bit higher than that.
Yeah, so yeah, it's going to be this cycle of, if you just understand the cycle of, it's a buy during lightning rounds on Friday, because look, when that happens, man, the supply is too much for the buyers. Everything is just crazy on the market. So it's a great time. And this is what I'll be doing. I won't be stocking my trade pile with 100 Team of the Season cards. But what I will be doing is on Fridays, when I've done my buying of what I want to get and where I'm going with cards that I think are too low, I'm going to be just literally spending probably the last lightning round just restocking my club 83s, 84s, 82s that I sold on Sunday or Tuesday. And then get maybe one of each cheap Team of the Season card on Fridays because I know they're going to go up. Now, there's two things they're going to counteract the Team of the Season cards going up. The more Team of the Season cards EA releases tradable, the less that they're going to go up because there's going to be more variety of cards. So we saw the EFL dudes go from like 20 to 50 because there was only like probably 15 cards that were actually low in price. There's going to be more of those cards as we move on in future weeks. So they probably won't go as high as 50K. Now, saying that, we're going to get two shots at BPL Team of the Season cards, right? So whatever the hell is required for a BPL SBC, I think the whole world is going to go do. I think, for me, I'm thinking it's got to be, and Matt, I'll have Matt weigh in on this in a second, but I think if you're EA, you're going to say that you want a shot at a BPL Team of the Season SBC, I think realistically they're going to make it just about 100K. I would say on the nose, 80, 90K. And I'd say that's generous if we end up getting, you know, we're going to get De Gea, De Bruyne, Salah, like 80 to 90K, bro. I would spend 150 on that SBC because that's amazing. If I had a chance at, say, Paul Pogba somehow gets in there, which could happen, right? Like, that would be insane. So I'm thinking on, I think for Sunday and Tuesday's SBCs, and I know a lot of people have been asking about this, Matt can weigh in on it after. I'm thinking probably, you know, we had this rest of the world SBC, 83 rated. Don't think you needed a Team of the Season card.
No.
So I think probably 84 rated with a Team of the Season card or two, and that would probably put it, you know, right now if you were to make an 84 rated squad, right, and if I told both of you to go into a squad, make an 84 rated squad for me right now with a Team of the Season card, I think it's around 60K, 55K. But the deal is, when they require it, that stuff's flying because everyone's going to go do it, and that's what makes it 100K. Mm-hmm. So I would say realistically, you know, Sunday, Tuesday, BPL Team of the Season, we're going to get SBCs. You're going to get it for La Liga. All the major leagues is going to be Sunday, Tuesday SBCs. And for me, for the Premier League, there's not a better investment than going and stocking 83s to 85s on Fridays just due to the fact that people are going to go crazy for those league ones that we get a guaranteed player from that league. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised that they required an 83 rated squad for this this rest of the world Team of the Season player. You know, going from the, I think it was the 81 rated for the for just an EFL or a most consistent to an 83, I thought that was a pretty big jump. But
I guess you didn't have the Team of the Season in there. But
yeah, that's true. That's true.
That changed the price. And also, it was still about 30K, I think, which was obviously pretty much the exact price of Team of the Season player that you'd get out of it. So I guess, yeah, that it was one of those weird ones where, like, it was kind of worth doing to make a couple of K maybe on it. But yeah,
no, this BPL one, man, it's gonna be I mean, if you look at where's Robertson at the moment? He's about, what, 140, 150, something like that?
Yeah.
Mm. Around about there, a little bit less. I mean, that's he'll come down with a BPL team this season for sure. But if you're, as Nick said, you're going to be getting some big BPL cards in there, I can easily see them requiring, you know, maybe even an 85 rated squad.
No, for sure.
Team of the season or two. Yep, exactly. It's going to be, they're going to make it expensive for sure. If you get a big beefy team of the season with those sort of 95 plus rated cards, people are going to complete them.
Dude, if we worked there, we would make it that, because we know that people would go do it. If they made it an 86, yeah, I would go do it, bro. Like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They should be smart and just... Yeah. And I mean, the objective of these SBCs, yes, it's for the player and the consumer to have fun, but it's a way to take coins. Like, literally just take people's coins. So I would make it... I would say 84, 85 with a bunch. I would throw two or three team of season cards in there. I'd be like...
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah. And
I mean, we know that... Go on.
They've given three... What did Ben say before? They've given, like, we've had how many cards given to us? So two DKTs.
Yeah, pretty about.
If you win them,
five.
Two object. Yeah. Four, right? We'll get a new set of weeklies on Friday. You're gonna have like six given team of the season cards to you at this point. So I wouldn't be surprised if they actually did a two or three team of the season card requirement, just because it's what
they're giving us.
You exactly.
Mm, yeah, that's a good point. And in fact, with these daily knockout players, you know, say that not everyone can actually win them, but it's nice to see them come back. And it's interesting that once again Callaghan was the player.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What was that about? Of all the players they could have selected, the exact same one to last year. Not a player that, well, he's definitely going to end up in the SBC for me. I don't think I can deal with a player with, what is it, 3-star weak foot and 2-star skills or something like that, or the other way around. So, yeah, not exactly the best. But actually, while we're talking about this, what are your thoughts on the Team of the Season community players? What did you guys get in your packs, and have you used them, and would you know, tell the listeners what you thought of the player you used? Nick?
So on the first one on Sunday, I packed Vardy. Ooh. He's been unbelievable, mm-hmm. like really good. Really, like, for me, in the box, I think I'm a decent evaluator of players. I'm not half bad at the game. He's really, really good. He is very good in the box. He kind of, to be honest, is like little, like, so for me, the difference between him is like a player like Salah or Messi, right? Like, they have the really quick dribble turning thing. He doesn't have that. He runs in a straight line. But he is clinical. He's fat. He's really fast. That 97 pace, like, feels like a 100 pace. It's crazy how fast he is. I've enjoyed him. I've played six games with him
as well.
I've just played DKTs, so five goals, five games. I've got him up top with Firmino and Larson. I'm playing a 4-1-2-2. And then second pack, dude, I packed Fabinho, and I thought I packed Fernando, so I was bugging out when I got Fabinho, because you always expect the worst impact, right? Like, it's the way to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, because I don't know. Ben, I think when we talked last, I was telling you, I've used his foot miss card all year. So, crazy usable for me. It's just a direct replacement. I put him right in my team, and he's been just that much better, because attacking-wise, he was never great, and now that he's got the 80 pace, 80 shooting, the guy's an animal. So I've been super lucky. I don't think I'll ever, you know, because we're going to be getting two. It's pretty sick. I have to give my hats off to EA. Like, we're getting two shots at these teams of the seasons, and we're going to get Adam up, right? We haven't even had a major league yet. So all three of us are going to be sitting here with 10 untradeable team of season players from big leagues, regardless of who we get. They're all decent at the end of the day. There's only one or two bad ones usually per league.
Yeah. And the nice thing for me is, because I don't use Premier League players, particularly, like, my squad isn't built around Premier League, although I do have one to watch Salah as an untradeable, is actually that the other leagues tend to be a bit cheaper than the Premier League to do these SBCs.
No, so agreed.
It would be quite easy to get, you know, like, once you get onto Couch A and Ligue 1, they'll be especially cheap as well. And I'm also looking, as you said, excited about, you know, some of the rest of the world leagues, if that does happen, those SBCs, you know, the likes of a league, Nosh, so the Portuguese league, SBC is likely to be similar to the team of the season community, so it should be pretty cheap, if not, you know, almost free for most players. So that'd be quite a fun free shot for a lot of people.
Matt, who did you pack?
Andrew Robertson.
All right, that's usable.
It's usable. I mean, he's basically just Danny Rose, isn't he? He's not incredible. You can get Danny Rose, and he'll do the same job for you.
Okay.
Second one though, slightly better. A nice little Alejandro Gomez.
Oh,
nice.
Dude,
I heard he's insane.
He is naughty. He is naughty.
People told me, like, I saw two reviews. I was talking to, I don't remember who I was talking to yesterday, but they told me that he was, like, they use Team of the Year Messi and him, and they're like, he did not. And this guy, like, always is, like, very realistic about players. Like, he's never the guy, like, oh my gosh, this guy's, like, the cheap Ronaldo. He's, like, the very straight up, like, he'll tell me if this dude sucks. He was like, oh my gosh, like, I really don't notice that much of a difference between him and Messi. He said, this guy is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know something interesting to talk about, too, is this is the best community team of season ever. Like, and community team of season is usually a time of the year where we're waiting till BPL, we're waiting till the leagues, we're bored. This has been the most I've been on during a community team of season in my life, like, by a mile. Yeah. It's been great. Like, they've actually, I gotta say, like, they've gone from 0 to 100, this company, in terms of their game. Like, it's just, this last week has been amazing on Ultimate Team. I've had the get off FIFA feeling again. Players, man. Oh my gosh, the players. Like, usually community team of season, I think the best player last year was Vertonghen. And then that was it. Like, there was maybe one or two other players. Yeah. These players are insane. All of them are crazy good. All of them are starters in teams. Like, I mean, outside of, I don't even know, I guess Fernando and Van Ginkel, which are still, if you want to use those cards in other leagues, they're still great. Like,
yeah, Van Ginkel has that link to you-know-who as well.
Everyone
to
is
Lozano,
great.
So.
You're having pros use this Gaia card instead of Team of the Year Marcelo. They're trying him out. Like, everybody in this team is really, really good. And I think it was sick. What I want to talk about with you guys, actually, and I know, Ben, you're running this, but I wanted to ask you guys this question. I don't know how they're going to do this. So every year, in previous years, they have re-released all of these players into packs. But the difference being is that this year we chose these players. Usually EA chooses them. What do you guys think in terms of this? Because, like, I'll give you my main argument. So I guess my overall question is, are they going to re-release every single player in their Team of the Season league this year? And then, so I'll present you with this really quickly, and just then I want to hear your guys' thoughts. Courtois is not even a top three keeper in the Prem this year. So like, and that is just factual. I believe Pope, Ederson, and De Gea have all been more worthy, and I think are going to get Team of the Seasons over him. They're not going to put four goalkeepers in BPL Team of the Season. Like, so what do you guys think? Yeah. Like, Jamie Vardy, no informs this year. Is he going to get into BPL Team of the Season? You've got Hamsik, Gomez. You know, where are you guys at in terms of?
Yeah. So what I was going to say about this is, I think I'm pretty sure, although I can't remember the example, that in past years there has been instances where people have been left out of their Team of the Season despite being in the community one. I think there's a couple of examples, but I may be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure. So that could be, potentially the idea being that some of them will get in and some of them won't, which I guess from a trading perspective, I mean, you guys are the traders here, but that could mean some of these actually end up being, well, going up in price if they're not in the Team of the Season again, if a lot of people are assuming some of them are going to get back in, so their prices aren't at their lowest at the moment. Because are we assuming that a lot of these players who are back in the Team of the Season, so someone who's almost like guaranteed, like Chiellini, you would have thought would get into the Serie A Team of the Season. Although actually I've read somewhere that Koulibaly and there's a couple of other centre-backs who've been way better than him, so you never know. But if he was to get back in, are we expecting his price to drop, I assume, and anyone else who gets into their respective Team of the Seasons?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of getting back onto the market for another week, they would totally both drop. If you,
the panic on the announcement would be big enough, but then that supply over the week would just kill them even more.
Yep.
I mean, just generally, these players tend to be a bit more expensive because there are only so many usable Team of the Season cards out there now, whereas in a few weeks' time, obviously, we're just going to have so many out there that, you know, could actually be quite a significant impact in itself. But I think it's time we took a break, so we'll be back with discussion on World Cup mode and when to buy those Team of the Season players after this. If you don't already subscribe, please do, and you can do that if you're listening on Foothead through the links just below where the podcast is embedded, or just search Foot Weekly on your podcast provider of choice. So, welcome back. We have, of course, had a big announcement, which is the World Cup mode. There was a bit of controversy, which I'm sure both of you spotted, around sort of mistaken communication, which led to a lot of people believing that neither points nor coins would be transferable between the modes.
Don't get me started on this. Don't get me started.
People weren't particularly happy because in previous years, there's been what I guess you'd call like a shared wallet. So your points and your coins are used in both modes, both the World Cup mode and your standard foot mode. For those who are relatively new to foot, you actually may not have played the World Cup mode before, in which case I'd encourage you to have a look at EA's stuff on it on their website. But it's a very exciting, essentially pack-only mode. And of course, that means that a lot of people in previous year would transfer all their wealth, or a lot of their wealth, sometimes all of it, to be used within the World Cup mode by opening loads of packs with coins. Because actually, you get those packs back within normal foot. So whatever pack you open within the World Cup mode, you'll also get that pack in foot as well. So yeah, Nick, what do you think the impact would be? Well, that is going to be the case. You imagine this could have quite a serious impact on all these inflated Team of the Season cards as people kind of move their wealth across to kind of the new exciting part of foot.
Yeah, it'll drop the Team of the Season cards for sure, and I think people will lose coins because they're just obviously going to be, you know, World Cup mode's going to be a very, outside of them releasing a bunch of cool SBCs and stuff, it's going to be a very pay-to-play thing unless you play a lot. There's not going to be a market. There's not going to be a way to really probably make a ton of coins outside of just opening, you know, opening packs with your coins. But it's all fun, and I think that's something that it's about. It's summer, and everybody should just kind of, like, enjoy what they've done all year, with especially traders, and just have some fun with it. But I think it's going to be, like, a 2-3 week period of just a lot of people playing that World Cup game, right? A lot of people trying to pack everything. And I think it'll result in probably some people coming back to FIFA Ultimate Team after and just kind of being broke. Yeah. So I would say, like, I think everybody just wants to be out of cards or investments before that thing drops. And I would say just to be safe is, like, it drops on May 29th, right? So just don't have any crazy investments by, I'd say, May 22nd. Like, make sure you give yourself the week before to just kind of just have your coins and not be going crazy with anything or mass investing, because you're going to lose a lot of people playing. Now, I think that, you know, we were talking about weekly objectives earlier. I think it would be killer and really good if they found a way to, like, mix World Cup stuff. And so, like, because we've got 4 card designs in the game still relating World Cup that we have not seen. We've got PTG Selected, Road to Russia. There's another Road to Russia, which is Road to Russia Selected or something like that. So, and then there's one more that I've missed that I don't know exactly what it is, but it tells me that they're going to still run promos in Ultimate Team. They're going to do stuff to keep people in Ultimate Team. So it's going to be really interesting to see the dynamic. I would think it's brilliant if they released something like, well, I think realistically the Road to Russia cards, if they're smart, they're going to release more live items. And I know that they're going to do PTG Selected, but why not just throw out like 46 live items? That would be awesome. And those are all working for the World Cup. But also find a way to maybe, like, you put some of these live items in weekly objectives, and then you have to go play a certain amount of games in World Cup mode. So you're going back and forth, but you're still at the end of the day grinding for stuff in FIFA Ultimate Team. I don't know. That kind of stuff is stuff that they should look into doing. Just mixing in the two, right? Like, I say I have to go, you know, a weekly objective is there's a Thomas Muller 92 or 91 Road to Russia card, just like how Team of Season cards are in there right now. And say I have to go win 8 games in online matches with Germany. Something like that would be kind of really fun, I think. It would make me go grind the hell out of it.
So one thing that they said they were going to introduce, which you both might have a view on, Matt, first of all, is the idea that they're doing SBCs within the mode. Obviously, that's kind of interesting because there's no market. Obviously, currently, you need to buy players to submit into SBCs. Does this just mean there's going to be quite loose SBC requirements compared with what we see in normal foot?
I imagine so. I mean, I think that's going to make the World Cup mode even more pay to win, as Nick said. You know, if you're like just collecting the players is hard enough, but if then you've got to go and submit more players into these World Cup SBCs, you know, it just promotes even more packs to be opened. And if people are using the coins that they've got from the normal FUT game mode, then it's just going to mean even more people selling their clubs to get in on them. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see how they run the SBCs, whether they'll be sort of just, you know, general sort of rating requirements, or, you know, you've got to input specific players, or... No, I think it'll be interesting with the lack of a market, and, yeah, interested to see how they do it.
And also, Nick, you may have seen there was some pack code, basically shows
yeah, I've seen
that...
It all.
That yeah, you, I'm sure you're well up on your pack code. there's you can get sort of particular ratings of players within the World Cup mode in certain packs, and I guess that could be what you're getting out of the SBCs, which would obviously make sense because there's no guarantee in a normal pack that you pack. I mean, it could literally be any player. They also don't, at least last year, they didn't have rare players to non-rare players. Every player was the same kind of type. An interesting way of making sure you're getting a decent player finally after I don't know however many packs of absolutely trash players below 80 rated or something.
There was a ton of SBCs added for the World Cup, so that's very promising. Obviously, that's something. So we're assuming there's going to be a ton to do, which is just that's what World Cup is kind of like, that mode's about. Like, we're just, I think everyone's just kind of looking for things to do.
And also, everyone is going to be pretty hyped up about the World Cup itself, so it's nice to have something which really
directly. Oh, for sure, and this is something that we could touch upon briefly, is that whoever, like, man, in terms of the actual World Cup and players scoring, like, I mentioned this yesterday, it's going to be a whole nother level, like, you know, and there's a counter-argument that, okay, team of season cards are out, no one cares. Even with team of season cards out, I mean, there's going to be some players, like, I'm trying to think. So let's say, let's go with Jesus, right? Jesus is not going to get a team of season card, but I'll tell you right now, Callum Wilson gets a DKT knockout tournament card, right? Say that happens, because it's something that I could see, or something like that, right? Some kind of striker in the Prem, and we know how everybody pays for and plays with Prem strikers. It's insane. When you get one, they're going crazy. Let's say something like this happens, right? Callum Wilson gets a DKT for the team of the season, right? It's a great card. It's fast. It's all that, right? So let's say World Cup time. Jesus scores two goals, right? I mean, that guy is going to explode in price because it's just a different scene. It's a player that people will use his 86 rated card over most team of the season cards, because we just all know how Jesus is. We know the popularity. We know he's Brazilian. So that's going to be the stuff during team of the season that's like, all right, sorry, during World Cup, that is very interesting, because I think you're going to have like the whole nation watching the World Cup. Like it's going to be a different level. It's not going to be us three watching Man City on a Saturday morning when half the world is doing their own thing. It's going to be like, you're going to like, it's probably going to be impossible to get on your companion app and snipe these players when they score. And it's going to make that super competitive and super fun. And I think the hype around players who especially didn't get team of the season cards, who start performing very well, team of the weeks, man of the matches, all, I mean, I don't know if you guys have been around, I'm sure you guys have for a while, but the man of the matches when we had FIFA 14, oh my gosh, the amount of man of the matches, and especially the Euro, they're like every night, and it's amazing. Like, it's like there's stuff going on every night. So now that we have these live items, which we've never had before, it's going to start to get really, really fun, I think, during the World Cup mode. I think that's what people may not be seeing. They're like, oh my God, foot is dead, look, all that. I think it's going to be, trust me, they're not going to make this, they're not going to allow FIFA Ultimate Team to get that way. They're going to keep this thing rolling. They know they've got everybody on it right now. They know that they're going to get even more people on it tomorrow, which would be BPL Ultimate Season. They're going to keep everybody in here. I know for me, like, summer, I'm going to be watching the World Cup, whether it's by the pool, inside or stuff. I'm going to have my phone right next to me, like, watching these games. Ready to go. If someone scores, it's gonna be, we got to see what kind of players they bring out to us, but I think it's gonna be crazy hype when somebody actually does score or something like that happens.
So what you're saying is we could see non-stop live content.
Yeah, is that what you're saying? For sure.
So in terms of the that kind of thing, I was actually quite interested to hear what you're saying about Jesus, because I always think that this is something that we saw last year, last World Cup, and people forget is obviously you're getting all these players through the World Cup mode, but let's say, for example, someone like Gabriel Jesus has a stunning couple of games, is really hyped up, everyone wants to try him out. You can't actually necessarily use him in World Cup mode because you might not have got him. So people will be looking to Ultimate Team to still, you know, give a player a go like that, because there's just no way that you'll be able to do that within the World Cup mode unless you happen to pack him, or unless they introduce sort of SBCs for specific players, things like that. So I think that is something that is worth remembering. Like, foot won't die out completely, and actually you think about how many more people will be on the game because of all the stuff coming out around World Cup, and will probably, some people need to be earning coins in that mode to buy packs. It would be wrong to say that everyone's just going to be on World Cup mode. The sort of normal foot game mode still did tick over as World Cup mode went on last year, 4 years ago, or whatever it was. So yeah, Matt, any thoughts on World Cup to wrap us up on that?
It's going to be good. It's going to be hype. Okay, nice. Yeah.
I think it is. I think I'm really looking forward to it. I think everyone is. I know Chu tweeted, no spoilers, but he possibly might be on the podcast next week, saying that he was already looking forward to it, and felt that was maybe harsh on Team of the Season, which is also really good at the moment.
I'm surprised they put the World Cup mode in before we were expected to have Team of the Season wrapped up. I thought they were going to sort of get through Team of the Season, get to sort of start of June, that then first 2 weeks of June, and then just dump the World Cup mode on us and just get everyone hyped that way. So I feel like it's difficult to find a balance now between sort of keeping people hyped for the normal game mode and Team of the Season, but then, you know, it's tricky.
You think maybe it came out a bit early, the announcement, possibly, yeah?
Potentially. I can see why they've done it, because they want to get people hyped and get people ready for it, but then you don't want to detract away from potentially their biggest promotion of the year.
I guess there's a point, sorry, that maybe if you're thinking about spending money on packs and you think, oh, well, if I spend money on packs, I'll pack a good player and ultimately I'll be able to sell him to buy packs in World Cup mode. Do you know what I mean? It's like the game is not, you know that World Cup mode is going to happen. So you're thinking, oh, I can always put my coins into that if I don't enjoy Team of the Season or I don't. Yeah. You know, there's that kind of like fallback at the end that there's going to be something fun to use your coins on.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah.
So, Nick, what are your thoughts on World Cup mode? This is a deeper question about Foot, but it's something I wanted to ask you both. Do you have any concerns that if World Cup is really successful once again, that EA will start to look at a more FIFA mobile model in terms of the market, in terms of the Foot economy? Obviously, it is a really popular mode. I'm certainly not a fan of Foot without a... First of all, I don't really like the chemistry system in World Cup mode. I love the game mode, but that frustrates me because basically everyone has a European team. And also the fact that there isn't a transfer market, I think, is a bit frustrating. Do you kind of fear at all that EA might follow that path a bit more in the future?
And take a more like even more pack-based kind of game?
Yeah.
I think if they're smart, as much as they maybe don't love traders, like they have to see that that community has... to be honest, kept a lot of their game alive from the months of like December to April this year. It's really like, yeah. I can't even imagine how many less people if the likes of like Matt wasn't on Twitter, if I wasn't streaming, if L-Dog wasn't streaming, if a lot of these kind of like, if you look, I'd say realistically outside of, man, like maybe Nepentes, Chewboy, Nick20T, and Castro, if you looked at the amount of like the viewership of FIFA, For most of the time between December and April, like it was a lot of people just watching trading and market and stuff. So I think that if they got rid of that, then that's a big, and that's not just me saying that because I am, you know, I support a lot of that and that's what I kind of like push out as my main content. It's losing. You're gonna lose a lot of people who became kind of probably in love with it this year. So I don't really see a world in where that happens, just because it's always been the traditional FIFA. I know that the World Cup mode is going to do very well. It just, there's no way it doesn't. It's outside of them really just kind of making the game mode terrible and making it worse than 14. It's kind of a game mode where they can't really go wrong with. It's going to do well. I just don't think realistically that it, I don't think that they would ever really, I mean, they've got to look at who was playing the game for the last like 5 months. You know, you're getting a lot of people back for Team of the Season, but that was not I would say the majority. To be honest, there was a huge majority in compared to previous years in FIFA of actually people this year like doing crazy trading. I mean, you even saw. I mean, for the first time ever, you saw the big promoters for the game. If you, I guarantee, if you went into Nick20T and Nepenthes' stream this year, I mean, they were doing investing. They were on Road to Glories, picking up Team of the Season cards. Tweeting out.
Yeah, I think your namesake Nick's actually pretty good.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, these guys this year have even adopted it because they've actually seen how fun it is and how cool it is. I think it's such a unique aspect to FIFA that I think if they got rid of it, it's just like, wow, people are gonna, that would be very upsetting.
Yeah. I think this is really the first year that people have been sort of doing, or like sort of mass sort of investing, per se, has been sort of like the main focus for a lot of people. You know, we've always had traders, but you know, not necessarily investors, you know, where you've been getting in for promotion sort of, you know, a few weeks or months in advance. But I think Ultimate Team currently is, unless you know you're a big trader and you've got a lot of time to spend on the market, it is already very sort of pay to win in some respects, unless you're, you know, a really good trader or you're finishing sort of top 100 most weekends. So if they remove that market, you know, you're just isolating your customer base even more, you know. I think the good bit about it is, you know, you've got the traders that can get the good teams. They might not be as good at the game, but you know, they enjoy playing with the market, so they make their coins that way. So I think as much as, you know, traders potentially might suck away potential revenue from their lack of FIFA point purchases, you know, I think they've got to leave it open to people. They can't narrow it that much to the extent where you're isolating your customer base.
Great. And so I think the question that a lot of listeners have been asking for me to ask both of you, we'll start with Nick first of all. When should I buy my Team of the Season player from X Squad when it comes out? Is it the moment the team comes out? It seems almost like it might be.
It depends. You know, I'd say if you want to use them for the weekend, then yes. Like Friday, usually sometime during the lightning rounds will be the best time. And if you plan on selling them by Sunday, that's the point where you'll make some coins or you'll break even. In terms of the whole week, for me, it's probably going to end up being like the last day or so, like weekend league rewards time. Mm. But I think everybody's got to be careful this year because it's so crunched for time that it's not spread out like last year where EA team of the season is going to be like in 3 weeks. I don't know how they're even going to do it, right? Because Prem is tomorrow. World Cup mode's the 29th. I don't really know how it's all going to get crunched for time. But what I would say is that whenever EA team of the season comes out, that's when a lot of... Because what happens is they'll pick the cards that they want to put in their team of the season. Even though, you know, say your card like, I don't know, say Hamzik, right, doesn't get into that. He'll drop down in value even though he's not in packs just because there's going to be guys like... Say EA chooses Milinkovic to get in, right? And Milinkovic was 700K. He'll drop down to like 450, 400K, which makes him a lot more attainable, which is just going to make people sell their handshake to go use him. That's something that I've people have been asking me, when's the best time to buy your team? I've just been kind of telling people, World Cup mode is in 4 weeks. There's really not a best time to buy your team this year. It's going to be all over the place. The market's going to be up 1 week, down 1 week. I would say just buy your team for that given week when you think it's best, which for me is usually Thursday at rewards or Friday when the team of the season actually just drops and in lightning rounds. Because for me, it's going to be really tough for you to not lose coins on buying teams this right now in these next few weeks. And I think it's at the point of FIFA where you should just go have fun.
Yeah. Exactly. One thing I wanted to touch on, you know, it's we're assuming that they're going to have team of the season wrapped up before the World
they
Cup
may
when
not.
Is released. That, yeah, I mean, if we look at what they did last year with Team of the Season, it lasted a good 6-7 weeks. And that was with sort of main league Team of the Seasons every week with the smaller leagues. So, you know, they've got to still get in, you know, Liga, Calcio A, Bundesliga, La Liga, and the BPL this week. So, you know, we're talking sort of half a dozen big teams still to go. Unless they're putting sort of like the Liga and the Calcio A together, Bundesliga and BBVA, you know, we're not going to get wrapped up before the World Cup. So you've obviously got to bear in mind people are going to be selling off clubs for the World Cup game mode to get in coins on the for their packs. And then after that, you've probably got the EA Sports team of the season coming after that. So there's going to be multiple points in which the market is going to be low and that people need to sort of consider buying their teams then. But no, if they're trying to do it beforehand, as Nick said, you know, Thursday, weekend league rewards, and at the end of the week when new team of the season comes out,
I was just thinking back to last year when the BPL team of the season was team of the season was the cheapest. It was actually when it was first released. I think
people, you know, once they've opened their packs as well, a lot of people just go out and save their packs for the BPL team of the season. So they go out, they open their packs, and they've got all the coins they're going to have for the rest of the year, pretty much, in their club. They just go out and buy the players they want already. So. If they're already out, so.
So, Nate, before we wrap up, anything else to add this week?
Nope. Excited for big league team of the seasons to come, and praying that we get our untradeable packs that I'm going to be loving to spam. Hopefully we get them.
Yeah, exactly. Those are one league packs that we've had in the past team of the season years, and also we had it during team of the year as well.
Yeah, team of the year winter upgrade, so I'd be shocked if they didn't bring them.
I think we'll definitely see them. And yeah, Matt, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Apart from saying team of the seasons here, it's World Cup mode as well. It's going to be a good few weeks. It's good to see some content creators getting back into it. I know myself, I'm excited to get into team of the season properly in the World Cup mode. So yeah, good few weeks ahead. FIFA is not dead. Non-stop live content, it's finally here.
Yep.
It's alive, yeah.
It's alive.
And Matt, obviously you wouldn't want to follow yourself necessarily, maybe you do, I don't know, but if people would like to keep an eye on what you're up to, your trading insights, where can people find you?
So they can find me on Twitter at MattFuckTrading, all one word. I am also starting a little bit of Twitch streaming as well in there.
Very exciting.
When I can. So yeah, MattFuckTrading on Twitch as well.
And a man who is definitely much more familiar with Twitch is Nick. And Nick, where can people find you?
Guys, follow Matt, though, for real. Matt's got it going on with his stuff. I'm serious, guys. You guys can... I like to promote my Twitter. Twitter's a great place where I'm just... That's usually a place where I create YouTube videos, and then you can find me on Run the Film Market on Twitch and Run the Film Market on Twitter, both. It's all very easy to find.
But, I mean, you still... have, both of you, plenty more followers than Foot Weekly Ben, who you can see from me at Foot Weekly Ben. So I'll just plug myself at the end there. And also you can follow at Foot Weekly Pod, which is where you can ask questions. And you can also email us if you don't know what Twitter is, footweekly@mail.com. So I think that wraps up our podcast this week. I hope you got a good insight into the market. We'll be back next week to chat a bit more about probably World Cup, but also about the team of the season, with a pretty special lineup. Not that this week wasn't special. It was very good indeed. So thank you again, Matt. Thanks very much.
That's all right, mate. And anytime.
Thanks very much, Nick.
See you later. Thanks for having me.